第二篇，英汉口译。
Passage 2, English-Chinese Interpretation.
口译实践。
Text Interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
On the occasion of the 65th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations, it is necessary in our discussion of the international relations...to review the past and explore the future mission of this world organization. Thanks to the formulation and adoption of the UN Charter in 1945, and to the subsequent endeavors to put the Charter into practice, we have a clearer perception of the United Nations in a better light. The United Nations holds these to be its lofty purposes.To maintain international peace and security. To develop friendly relations among nations based on respects for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of the people. To achieve international cooperation in solving international problems of economic, social, cultural, or humanitarian nature. And to function as a center for harmonizing the actions of nations.The United Nations also commits itself to a number of sound principles, namely sovereign equality of all member states, settlement of international disputes by peaceful means, refraining in international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state, and non-intervention in matters which are essentially within the domestic jurisdiction of any state.These represent the minimum code of conduct to be held by sovereign states in international relations. The role of the United Nations has gained increasing importance since the end of the Cold War. The increasing prestige is due in part to the fact that the Security Council has recovered from the paralysis which resulted from the U.S.-Soviet rivalry during the Cold War.A period when the two superpowers used their veto rights against each other, thereby incapacitating the Security Council. The West, as well as the developing world, has discovered that it needs the United Nations to achieve its objectives. In addition, many global problems such as anti-terrorism, the proliferation of nuclear weapons,rapid population increase, the worsening environment, natural disasters, the epidemic of communicable diseases, drugs and refugees call for the entire international community to pool their efforts to find solutions. However, the United Nations faces a series of tough challenges.One such challenge concerns the way in which the UN maintains its respect for state sovereignty while dealing with an increasing number of internal conflicts. In many cases, regional organizations cannot resolve regional conflicts. In the Cold War era, UN peacekeeping forces had two missions: to buffer conflictsand to implement agreements already reached between the parties. Now peacekeeping has turned into peace enforcement. The United Nations has turned from handling international disputes into meddling in domestic affairs. Furthermore, peacekeeping does not necessarily need the prior approval of the countries concerned.Another problem facing this world organization is how to better handle relations between the UN and regional organizations. According to the UN Charter, regional organizations can play a role within the Charter and under UN coordination. But regional organizations such as NATO are playing a more important role than the UN in regional conflicts.We must recognize that the world today is diverse, manifold, colorful, and rich in terms of culture. This should be an asset rather than a debt of humanity. It permeates all aspects of human rights, whether civil, political, economic, social, or cultural. The world would be a much better place to live in if we respected cultural diversity, practiced tolerance, and lived together in peace with one another as good neighbors. It is essential to transcend the differences in social system and ideology in handling state-to-state relations, work to seek convergence of common interests rather than model the world after one political system or development mode. We hope that the United Nations will truly become a center for harmonizing actions of nations. We call for stronger efforts by the United Nations to harmonize cultures through dialogues and consultation, as well as to resist any attempt to build a monocultural world by means of political pressure and coercion. In addition, a security mechanism conducive to world peace and stability and to peaceful development of all countries should be established through the concerted efforts of the international community. Under this mechanism, no country should be allowed to build its own so-called security at the expense of the security interests of other countries. It is essential to build confidence through dialogue, seek security through cooperation, and settle disputes through peaceful means. The United Nations should take the opportunities opened up by its reform program to meet the new challenges. We sincerely hope that under the firm support and close cooperation of its membership, a more just, reasonable, and effective UN will emerge to tackle international issues and contribute more to the building of a better world.